lines reflected in a shiny gold surface, which turns to reveal a shield with WB Family Entertainment in its center. Bugs Bunny leans against it and bites into a carrot. A cartoon drawing of Dennis the Menace painting the words Warner Brothers presents. An outlaw production, a drawing of Dennis dressed as a cowboy riding the letter O in the word outlaw. Dennis Strikes Again, a cartoon of Dennis playing with his dog. A black and white cartoon of Dennis surrounded by his family and the Wilsons, based on characters created by Hank Ketcham. Don Rickles. A cartoon of a woman at a kitchen table cluttered with cake baking utensils, a cake with Happy Birthday George in icing. The cartoon becomes real life.
George! George!
Gnashing teeth. Eyelids pulled open, revealing an eyeball, a man's hairy nose. The man's tongue, the man's face frowning in a shaving mirror.
Spots. Martha!
What?
I got new spots. And you know something else? I got this new kink in my shoulder. And every time I do that, it hurts me.
Well, then don't do that.
Oh.
George, those are the same old spots and the same old kink you've always had.
Martha, I've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
We ought to move into a retirement community. Someplace where they have doctors and nurses standing by. You know, we're not getting any younger.
We go through this every birthday. This is our home.
But Martha, this place is the best. They have high fences, armed guards to keep the kids out. No kids allowed. It's a paradise.
Oh, go soak in a long bath. You'll feel better. Then I'll fix you a nice birthday breakfast.
You didn't tell anyone, right?
George, I didn't tell anybody it was your birthday.
Especially you know who.
A rapid zoom in on the man.
Dennis? No, I did not tell Dennis, George.
George beams with relief. Tuesday 23rd circled on a hand-drawn calendar.
Won't Mr. Wilson be surprised? I bet he really likes you, Betsy. You're the best-looking frog in the whole town. But maybe a frog isn't a good idea for Olga and Mr. Wilson. I know. Snakes. A cool lizard. Or a spider. I know. We'll let Mr. Wilson pick which one he likes best.
Mrs. Wilson's beating eggs.
Hey, Mrs. Wilson!
She goes to her kitchen window.
I have a surprise birthday present for Mr. Wilson. I just know how much he likes surprises.
Dennis, he's taking his bath right now. Why don't you wait and give it to him when he's finished?
Okay, thanks.
Mrs. Wilson smiles sweetly as she watches Dennis leave. Dennis, in red dungarees and a black and white striped t-shirt, pulls his red wagon along with his dog Ruff following behind. Dennis walks through the picket-fenced entrance to Mr. Wilson's house. Ruff waits at the gate.
Come on. She said wait and give it to him when he finishes.
Ruff follows Dennis towards the front door. Dennis's wagon is laden with glass jars containing insects and reptiles. In his bathroom, Mr. Wilson is soaking in the bathtub. In the kitchen, Mrs. Wilson is squeezing fresh orange juice. The front door opens. Dennis and Ruff enter, Dennis pulling his wagon behind him. As Dennis hauls the heavy wagon upstairs, it clonks against each step. Ruff sits at the foot of the stairs, looking up at the wagon. Ruff hides his eyes with his paw, afraid to look. Ruff watches as Dennis reaches the top of the stairs. Ruff races to join Dennis. They walk into Mr. Wilson's bedroom. Dennis parks his wagon at the foot of her bed. Dennis places jars on the floor. In each is a separate lizard, a snake, some bees and a frog. Mr. Wilson is still in the bathtub. As Dennis goes over to peek into the bathroom, the jar containing the frogs falls over. Free, the frog eyes the doorway to the bathroom. The frog leaps towards the door.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Mr. Wilson bathes himself in the bathtub, unaware that the frog is now in the room with him. Dennis continues unloading his wagon. In the bathroom, the frog makes its way towards the bathtub and leaps into the water. Mr. Wilson looks alarmed. The frog swims in the bathwater. Mr. Wilson shrugs and closes his eyes. The frog surfaces between his knees. The frog squirts water at Mr. Wilson's face. Frightened by Mr. Wilson's yelling, Dennis falls, knocking over the containers of creatures. A lizard crawls under the bed, beyond Dennis's reach.
I gotta call a plumber!
In the bedroom, mice escape from their jar. A leopard gecko scuttles by. Mr. Wilson wraps a towel around his waist. A lizard is clinging to it. Mr. Wilson falls backwards into the bathtub. A red milk snake wraps around the bedpost. On the landing, a tarantula, scorpions, rats and a lizard scuttle along.
Frogs, lizards. Forget the plumber. I need an exterminator.
Mr. Wilson puts his hands in the pockets of his bathrobe. He pulls out a white mouse by its tail.
Dennis.
He bursts into the bedroom.
Dennis!
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Get off the bed, Dennis! What do you think this is, a jungle? You look like a baby ape!
The lizard under the bed bites down on Mr. Wilson's big toe. Mr. Wilson falls backwards onto Dennis's wagon, shunting it towards the stairs. He manages to grab hold of the post, but the wagon is hanging precariously. A bee lands on Mr. Wilson's hand that is clinging to the stair post and stings him. Mr. Wilson lets go of the post, tipping the balance in the wagon, and it falls backwards down the stairs. Dennis watches as the wagon trundles down the staircase. It gets lodged, hurling Mr. Wilson out. He lands on his back at the foot of the stairs. Dennis peeks from behind his hands. The tarantula, scorpion, snake, cockroaches, and lizard make their way downstairs. Creatures are crawling all over Mr. Wilson. Mrs. Wilson walks towards the foot of the stairs carrying a cake.
George!
She sees the lizard. She hurls the cake high into the air. Mr. Wilson looks in horror as it falls towards him. Mr. Wilson wipes away the cake and icing splattered all over his head. Dennis walks down the stairs slowly, carrying his frog. It has a red ribbon gift bow tied around its head. He lays it gently on Mr. Wilson's bathrobed chest.
Happy birthday, Mr. Wilson!
Mrs. Wilson smiles. Mr. Wilson rolls his eyes. Dennis runs outside towards the picket fence.
Mitchell!
Mr. Wilson bursts out of his house.
Mitchell! Where's Dennis?
George!
Don't say it, Martha. Don't say it. He's not a boy. He's a menace.
George!
Oh, George. What did he do this
Mitchell!
Time?
I... Bathtub! Frogs! Bugs! I... Snakes! Wagon going down the stairs! Cake in the face! Surprise! Happy birthday!
He was so excited about your birthday. He likes you so much.
Yeah, well, tell him to like somebody else. Tell him to find another old man and make his life miserable.
A gray-haired man in a loud shirt and blue cap screeches around the corner in a convertible. He stops abruptly at Mr. Wilson's feet. Dennis runs into the arms of his grandfather.
The best grandson in the whole wide world.
Wait a minute, we were talking about Dennis.
You're a lucky man, George, living here with Dennis.
Yeah, you try it sometime.
Funny you should say that. Everybody, I sold the motorhome.
But Dad, you love traveling around in that big old thing.
I decided that 2 weeks a year isn't enough time to spend with my wonderful grandson. He needs a full-time grandpa. Alice, Henry, that spare room you offered is still available. I'm moving in.
This is gonna be great! We can go fishing, go to the arcade, eat hot dogs in the morning, and even stay up late.
Dad, are you sure you thought about this?
From now on, I'm spending lots of time with Dennis. Every minute!
Yeah!
I know this is a bit of a surprise.
Henry and I were just talking this morning.
This is gonna be great!
I hope the spare room is ready.
It's always ready.
Yippee! I'm finally gonna get that kid out of my head! Thank you.
Dad, you're forgetting it's not that easy living around Dennis.
Nonsense. He's just high-spirited.
Usually after 2 weeks, you can't wait to get away, far away.
That was before. Now, this is home.
On the Wilson's porch.
Here we are, quietly having breakfast. And where's Dennis? He's not here.
What a beautiful day.
I'm baking another birthday cake. I should know to make two cakes. With Dennis around, you always wind up wearing the first one.
Not anymore. From now on, Grandpa's gonna get the cakes in the face.
It'll be good for Dennis to spend time with his grandfather. He's very nice.
Nice? I never trust a man that's always smiling. And the man lived in his car.
That's a 50-foot motorhome.
Well, he doesn't act his age.
Neither do you, George. You act much older.
A pram is wheeled through woodland by Margaret, a young girl wearing pink sparkly shoes and a fluffy pink coat. She has red curly hair and wears spectacles.
I don't know why boys have to hide their clubhouses in such hard-to-find places.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the No Girls Allowed Club and to the coolest club in the universe, for which it stands, one club, indivisible, with liberty and justice for guys.
And the heck with girls. Ew, what's that smell? Girls!
And what do we say to girls?
Girls, yuck!
Who needs them?
What a great club.
Janice, it's Margaret. Come out.
I know you're in there.
Come out, or I scream till I turn blue and faint.
Dennis pokes his head around the clubhouse door.
Hello, Dennis. When I heard about your little club, I knew my invitation must have been lost in the mail.
This is a No Girls Allowed Club. Sheesh.
And we've got to come up with a better name.
Margaret, the whole idea of having a No Girls Allowed Club is not letting girls in.
Wait a minute. Gina's in the club. She's vice president.
But Gina's a girl.
She is? Ow. She don't hit like no girl.
You can't let her in and keep me out.
Why not? Half the fun of having a club is keeping other people out.
Well, I'm going to start my own club. Mr. Koodles and me.
She lifts up a cat.
And Dennis, you're invited. It's a dessert club, yeah. With tons of ice cream, cake, cookies, Oreos, Dennis. Your favorite.
Don't listen to her, Dennis. It's a trap.
Dennis approaches in a trance.
Double cream filling.
You don't want her cookies.
Ooh, double cream filling.
Poison to them.
So, Dennis, you want to come?
Hey, Dennis, come see my pet rat, Morty. She had babies, rat babies. They're itty-bitty, pink and ugly. They got no hair anywhere.
Gross.
Cool, come on, let's go see it.
Betcha I have it in there.
Margaret is left with her cat.
Mr. Koodles, I've spent too many years whipping Dennis into shape to let some homewrecker steal him away.
At Dennis's house.
Hey, we'll talk about the cookies. Can't see
your
cat entrance in your kitchen.
He's got the bun.
Mom, Dad, look. Grandpa made some of his frozen pickles on a stick.
Ew.
Hey, Mr. Wilson, we're going to the fireman's carnival. You want to come?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Dennis, George would hate being around all that fun.
I'm going to get the rest of the stuff.
I'll put this in the car.
Martha, something doesn't sound right. You better let me take a look under the hood.
Don't worry, Mrs. Wilson. Grandpa knows a lot about cars.
Really? That's good. Oh, then we're lucky he's here.
Wait a minute. When I was a kid, I could take an engine apart blindfolded.
They look at the engine.
What do you think, George?
Gee, this hose looks loose.
Brown liquid squirts all over Mr. Wilson.
Get it! Cut it off!
Enough, Mr. Wilson. You're a mess.
Dennis!
George, he was just trying to help.
Just trying to help? You got a lot to learn.
You gotta get cleaned up before you come to the fair.
Yeah, well, I'm not going nowhere.
But Grandpa's gonna be the guy in the junking booth. You don't want to miss that.
Hey, everybody, look! It's my best friend, Mr. Wilson. He used to play baseball back hundreds of years ago.
Watch, kid, watch.
Grandpa is sitting in a dunking booth.
Come on, Wilson.
Here we go.
The target is over there.
Oh, come on.
Wilson! Water! I need water!
Come on, Mr. Wilson, you can do it.
Thanks, kid.
Mr. Wilson misses the target again.
Come on, George!
Poseidon! Ouch! Used to have that back when I was your age.
Used to have it?
Here you go, Pops. Free ball. Hardly used. Knock yourself out.
You be my ball boy.
Watch it there, Gramps. We don't want you to hurt yourself.
You're getting wet!
An elderly man smacks his lips and makes a fancy throw. He hits the target, dropping Grandpa into the water.
Tear some chatter!
Yeah, chatter, I'll give you a chatter. Hurry up, will you stop that? It's not a dinner. Throw the ball.
He throws again.
I don't believe it! It's a miracle! Told you this! I don't believe it! You just got...
Oh, that's impossible! I don't believe that at all! That's ridiculous!
So long, George.
Yeah.
Hey, mister! Wait up, I gotta ask you something. Hey, George! I'll be right back.
Mr. Montgomery, please don't overexert yourself.
But, Doc, I feel great! Watch!
He climbs a rope.
Wow! Look what he just did!
If he gets hurt, it'll set his treatment back 6 months.
Treatment? What treatment?
What? Never mind.
Well, Doc, what do you think about your prize patient now?
He's a doctor? What treatment? Tell me, what treatment? I gotta know more.
I'm sorry, our treatments are still experimental. In 5-10 years, maybe, it'll be available to the general public.
Doc, little George here, he can't wait that long.
Yeah, I can't wait that long. I can't?
I must swear you to secrecy. If other researchers or the media discover our results...
Believe me, nobody will know. It's better that way. We'll keep it to ourselves.
At the university, we're studying ways to stop the effects of aging.
And it works, George. Look at me. Ha!
We've had some very promising results.
Amazing results. I'm living proof. He's a living proof.
But, George, we're a poor public university. So we're asking our patients to contribute just a small portion of their treatment costs.
You mean it's expensive?
The professor shrugs.
If it's expensive, I don't need it.
I'm so sorry, George. Enjoy your last few months. I mean years.
Mr. Wilson stares ahead on a carousel.
My dad says when we get older, we'll like girls.
We'll like them? Yucky old girls?
Yep, whether we want to or not.
Oh, there's Dick Miller.
Oh, no, they got G. No crummy old girl's ever going to get a hold of me.
Hello, boy.
Ew, Margaret.
Ew,
hello, Dennis.
My, what a lovely evening. Hey, Dennis, look.
Gina shows the food in her mouth, Margaret to camera.
How can a girl ever compete with that?
The carnival, which is still in full swing. At a disco, Dennis is dancing with Gina, Gunther and Joey. Grandpa is dancing nearby. Margaret is dressed like Carmen Miranda. Mr. Wilson comes in and sees Dennis dancing.
You call that dancing?
Hey, Mr. Wilson, come dance with us. It's loads of fun.
Yeah, come on, George.
He waves dismissively.
Unless you feel like you're getting too old.
Mr. Wilson stops in his tracks and glares at Grandpa. Grandpa's smile drops and he locks eyes with Mr. Wilson, who flexes his neck muscles. Mr. Wilson scowls as he and Grandpa glare at each other. The two men walk around the dance floor, locked in each other's stare. Dennis and his gang sit down to watch. Mr. Wilson and Grandpa stand about 10 feet across from each other. A DJ plays a vinyl album. Mr. Wilson and Grandpa wiggle their hips to the music. Mr. Wilson sways to the beat. Yeah, hey. The two men get down to the music. Hey, Mr. Wilson Jiggs, Grandpa Sachets. Both men jiggle. Mr. Wilson flails his arms around. Grandpa plunges into the splits, then bounces up victoriously. Mr. Wilson cricks his back.
My back!
Yes? I'll
help you.
Don't touch me!
I'm gonna fix your back.
I'll take your hands off. You made it worse!
Dennis and his gang run outside.
Oh, sir!
They charge over to a darts stall.
But I was just trying to help.
Dad, that's what Dennis always says.
Yeah!
Look, just give me another shot. I'll fix you real good.
You're wrong, mate.
Mr. Wilson hobbles behind it.
What did you do to me?
Okay, if that's the way you want it, that's the way it's gonna be.
He rests against the target.
I never liked you.
Hey, guys, look at that big one.
Don't like that guy.
Get it!
The kids fire darts at Mr. Wilson's bottom. The target board topples. Mr. Wilson falls flat on the floor. Mrs. Wilson runs over.
George! Mr. Wilson, stand still! I'll pull out all them darts for you!
To Dennis and Grandpa.
You two, you're both menaces. Menaces!
Mr. Wilson sees the professor and his sidekick.
Doctor, I'm ready to sign up!
Darts fall from his behind.
I'm ready to sign up.
Fine, George. Okay, calm down.
Thursday, 4 p.m. The wife goes to the bridge club. 314 Elm. You'll come there? Promise?
Don't worry, I'll be there.
Thanks. You won't be sorry, George.
The professor and his sidekick get into their car.
I do believe our friend George is hooked.
The sidekick takes off a wig and mask to reveal he is a much younger man with red curly hair.
He's hooked, all right. Like we're gonna take old George to the cleaners.
He takes out fake teeth and smirks. Mr. Wilson is putting up a for sale sign in front of his house.
George, the for sale sign again?
Martha, maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe some idiot from out of town will buy it before he finds out you know who lives next door.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Mr. Wilson turns to see Dennis and his grandpa.
Hey, George! We're going jogging. You wanna come along?
Please, Mr. Wilson, please?
Thanks for the offer, but no thanks.
That's too bad. I thought if you came along, Dennis would get a chance to ride in an ambulance.
That would be so cool.
Thanks a lot, Johnson.
We're going to the swimming pool later if you want to come.
It'd be a bit safer.
I'll check my schedule.
This is going to be great, having you and Grandpa living here. I just know you guys are going to become best friends.
Grandpa waves.
George, why are you so jealous of Mr. Johnson? He is Dennis's grandfather. Of course Dennis wants to spend time with him.
Jealous? Don't be ridiculous. Martha, when was the last time you went to a swimming pool?
Our honeymoon.
Doesn't a nice quiet day at the swimming pool sound restful?
At a water park, a boy goes down a slide into a pool. A man dives in from a springboard. Dennis and his chums play with water squirters in a pool. Margaret arrives wearing star-shaped sunglasses.
Yoo-hoo! Hello, boys.
Yay!
What is it? Margaret dog poop and brain.
Yep, it's Margaret, all right.
You can't look at me like that. Of course I can. We redheads are very sensitive to the sun. Our skin is so delicate.
You come to a swimming pool and you can't even go swimming?
Hey, guys! Come see my big black spider. You feed her flies, she rips them apart and feeds them to her baby spiders.
Ew.
Wow!
Cool!
Let's go see it!
Dennis and the boys run off with Gina. Mr. and Mrs. Wilson arrive. He bashes away a beach ball that heads his way. They make their way along the side of the pool, looking for somewhere to sit.
There are a couple over there.
Mrs. Wilson points at two empty sunbeds and they sit down on them. Margaret approaches.
Mr. Wilson, we need to talk.
Huh? What?
I need your advice on how to make Dennis quit being such a poophead and pay attention to me.
You want my advice? Run.
Go as far away from it as you can. Save yourself while there's still time.
George, that isn't nice.
It's for her own good. She'll thank me when she gets older.
What do you men want from us women?
Oh, dear, please sit down. George will be happy to help you. Won't you, George?
Margaret sits beside them.
Ever since I was a little girl, I knew Dennis and I were meant to be together. Deep down, I know he feels the same way. But he just doesn't show it.
He's only 7 years old.
He's 7 and a half. Almost 8. And now the Gina girl comes along and moves in on it.
Well, surely she's no competition for you.
I don't understand why I can't make Dennis do anything I want. I have a very high IQ. I already read at the level of a fourth grader. He should be eating out of my hand. Mr. Wilson, what do I do?
How the hell should I know?
George, answer her.
What is Dennis seeing this girl?
Bugs. Yucky, crawly things with way too many legs.
Well, dear, a woman's got to share her man's interests. Or at least pretend like she does. That's how I caught George.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mr. Wilson. You've saved our relationship.
Good. So long.
Margaret goes. Mr. Wilson rolls his eyes. Grandpa makes his way up the ladder to a high diving board. He's wearing loud swim shorts. Dennis watches from a paddling pool nearby.
Look! That's my grandpa!
Grandpa salutes Dennis. Mr. Wilson observes.
Do you believe this?
Grandpa makes an impressive dive. Dennis and his chums applaud.
That's my grandpa!
Grandpa surfaces in front of the Wilsons.
Big deal. I used to work as a lifeguard in the summers. I did a 1.5 with a twist.
George?
I think I'm going to show that guy a thing or two.
You haven't been on a diving board in 40 years. George!
Mr. Wilson joins a line of children about to climb up to the diving board. A little girl bumps into him. He looks down at her grumpily and starts climbing the ladder steps. Reaching the top of the ladder, Mr. Wilson steps cautiously onto the diving board, holding onto the rails on either side. He takes tiny steps.
Hey, mister, hurry up!
Shut up, kid, huh?
He continues inching his way along the board, anxiously looking around him. Dennis is watching from a paddling pool with his pals.
Hey, look! There's Mr. Wilson!
Everyone in the water park looks at Mr. Wilson.
Thanks, Dennis.
He moves a little further along the board.
Swan dive! It's okay.
Mr. Wilson's view of the diving board and the water below. He's now standing at the end of it.
Oh, I hope I'm okay.
Dennis watches keenly. Mrs. Wilson shakes her head anxiously. Mr. Wilson leaps off the board but crashes back down on it, landing on his bottom. He then plunges into the water in a belly flop. Mrs. Wilson winces. Everyone applauds. Mr. Wilson is wheeled on a gurney to an ambulance. He has a large bruise on his stomach. Dennis is on the front seat.
Grandpa was right. We get to ride an ambulance after all. Hey, mister, can I run the siren?
Sure, Dennis.
Dennis turns it on. At the Wilsons.
Martha, you don't want to be late for your bridge club.
What?
Hurry up.
Why are you...
Don't worry, I'll get it. Don't worry, it's probably nobody. Bye, Martha. Take care. Bye, Martha. Bye-bye, Martha. Oh. Hold on, I'll be right there.
Mr. Wilson rushes to the front door.
Doctor, thank God you're here.
George, this is my colleague from the University of New Delhi, Dr. Shashi Kasha.
Very pleased to make an acquaintance.
Get inside quick. I don't want anybody to see you. A lot of busybodies and snoops around here.
Mrs. Wilson drives off.
Bye, Martha.
He raises his fist triumphantly.
Yes! What's all this stuff for?
Oh, well, we need it for your examination.
Examination?
Yeah, just quick physical, see what shape you're in.
The professor's sidekick, who pretended to be old earlier, is dressed as an Asian caricature with long white kurta and turban. All the blinds are pulled down, plunging the room into sinister darkness. The professor raises a mallet. He and his sidekick examine Mr. Wilson with various medical instruments. The professor holds up a steaming chemistry bottle and shakes his head sternly. Mr. Wilson looks alarmed.
What? What?
Your cellular decay is so advanced. I'm sorry.
We're very sorry. But you have a will. You should get all of your affairs in order. Quickly.
You must be able to do something. You're both doctors.
think?
Well, there is.
They look in the professor's car trunk.
The Komatsu root.
The Komatsu root?
It's our only hope.
The professor looks around to check no one's looking and opens a metal case with collapsing sides. A vegetable root is locked in a Perspex container.
The Komatsu root. Very rare.
Very rare.
It's reserved for the Chinese heads of state under pain of death.
Some kind of root? What does it do?
Boil the root and drink the tea.
Oh, very yummy tea.
3 times a day. Within a week, you'll start to look younger, feel younger.
But, Doctor, I don't think our friend George here has that much money.
Yes, I do. How much is it?
Well, George, let me see. $10,000 on a coverlet?
$10,000? $10,000 for a root?
Mr. Wilson reaches into his trouser pocket and brings out a check.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Dennis rides up on his bicycle dressed as a cowboy. The fake Asian man snarls.
You writing a check, huh? What you buying?
He's buying this rare root.
That cool root thing over there? What's it do? Tell me.
It makes a person younger.
Golly, I'm 7 and a half. If I took some, I'd be 6 and a half. What if I took so much, I was a little baby? And then I took some more. Yikes!
It doesn't work like that.
Oh, hey, guess what I have?
Dennis, wearing chaps, walks over to his wagon and lifts up a root identical to the professor's.
I found one, too. Ain't it cool looking? Mine bigger than yours.
Ooh.
Mr. Wilson runs over.
Where did you get that?
Dead Man's Creek by the bridge. There's millions of them. Here, you can have this one, Mr. Wilson. There's lots more where that came from.
It's a miracle! Well, I guess I won't need this check after all. I'll use this root.
Cool.
I'm gonna go brew some tea with my root. Right now. Bye!
He goes. The professor's smile drops.
Wanna see what else I found? Look! The biggest one I've ever seen.
The professor grabs Dennis's paper bag and tears it to shreds. He puts his hands over his face.
Golly, guess that's one way to get rid of poison ivy.
The professor looks at his hands. The professor leaves the pharmacy with hands bandaged and blotches all over his face.
First that kid costs us 10 grand. And now this. If I ever find out who he is...
Dennis Mitchell, all the pharmacists, all the clerks, they all know him. They say you're lucky, you could have gone to the hospital.
Well, it's a good thing that Wilson's still hooked. We'll get all his money yet. Nobody beats the professor. Nobody. Especially a 7-year-old.
In his kitchen, Mr. Wilson boils a kettle, puts the root in a teacup, and pours boiling water onto it. Mrs. Wilson comes in.
George, I thought you hated tea. What is that terrible smell? A dead rat. George, what in the world?
It's gardening food. No. It's for planting. It's planting food. Planting food. Gardening. Planting food and gardening.
George, yes. Are you all right? I mean, lately you've been acting strange. Even more strange than usual.
Nonsense.
He takes a sip from his teacup with the root still in it. The liquid leaves a brown stain around his mouth.
Everything is fine.
Mr. Wilson wheels a car cleaning machine out of his garage.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung.
He pours car shampoo into the top of the machine, grinning broadly, then uses a jet spray to hose down the top of his car.
The moment that you speak.
He washes a car window with soapy water and a brush attachment on the end of a telescope handle, then wipes the car proudly.
Just like a toy balloon.
At the clubhouse.
More water!
Gina swings a pole with a bucket of water hanging from the end of it round to a makeshift gully where Dennis, Gunther and Joey are playing. Margaret observes them from behind a tree.
This is great fun.
Margaret approaches in a brown and white coat and floppy hat. Gina looks up.
Well, hi, Margaret.
We're building a dam. It's such a nice day. I thought I'd take my collection of bugs out for a walk.
Did you say bugs?
Margaret with bugs?
Dennis and his friends run over to Margaret.
I hope everyone here's all had their shots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, stand back.
They step back. Margaret puts on protective gloves and produces a cleaning brush with legs attached.
Cool.
Whoa, what is it?
A giant praying mantis.
Bet you it's poisonous.
Does it bite?
Watch out, he's hungry.
My mom washes dishes with something that looks like that.
He was about to attack. I just saved your life. Next, a mutant roach.
She shows a tortoise with antennae stuck on.
That's amazing.
Whoa,
I never seen anything like that.
What a roach.
That's no roach, let me see it.
He has a headache. And now, gentlemen, I give you the prize of my collection. The biggest spider in the world.
She lifts up a see-through container. A crab's inside with black fur stuck on it.
He's big. It's cool. He's mean. And he's really mad.
What a great bug.
She's beautiful.
Spider with claws?
The claws are for swinging through the trees in the jungle.
Whoa, that's cool.
No, I have to take him home now. It's time for their naps. I'm gonna need a little help to get him home.
Dennis rubs his cheek.
I'm gonna need a little help to get them home.
Okay, Margaret. I'll help you take them home.
You will? Really? Thanks, Dennis.
Dennis leaves with Margaret. She puts her arm through his.
He's a goner.
Oh no, Dennis going after the girl. I'll come a young girl.
Not just any girl, Margaret.
Just like a boy, fall for a girl just because she's got big bugs.
Yeah, with them great big bugs, she's gonna make Dennis her sweetie pie.
Yuck!
Guys! Those bugs were phony. Can't believe you fell for them.
They were? Them great bugs? Fakes? That crummy Margaret, she don't fight fair.
Then we gotta stop her. We gotta save Dennis from a fate worse than death.
In the Mitchell's garage.
Henry? Henry Mitchell? Henry, all these supplies from the fireman's carnival, could you please put them where Dennis can't get into them?
You mean where Dennis and your father can't get into them? can you hand them up to me, honey?
Alice!
We're in here, Dad!
Grandpa looks like he's been dragged through a hedge.
We went for a walk in the woods.
If you're gonna try to keep up with Dennis, you're gonna kill yourself.
I forgot that being around Dennis was such hard work. No wonder George is so grouchy all the time.
That's it. I'm canceling that camp out that Dennis had planned for the two of you in the backyard tonight.
You can't do that. He's got his heart set on it. I just saw him packing a suitcase upstairs. Besides, I promised Alice, and I won't break a promise.
Eat. Is lying next to him.
Dennis, let the puppets go to sleep. I got a better idea, Dennis. Let me go to sleep.
But Grandpa, what's the fun of having a camp out if you sleep through it? I better stay awake clear through night. All I have to do is sit here and think about keeping both eyes open.
Dennis slumps asleep. Day breaks over the garden where the tent is pitched.
Grandpa, Grandpa, wake up, wake up!
Dennis races into the house with Ruff following. Grandpa is still lying under the tent. Mr. Wilson pulls back the curtain in his kitchen window and grins when he sees Grandpa crawling out of the tent and clutching onto a laundry pole. He rushes outside.
Mr. Jansen! Beautiful day, eh?
Great to be alive.
Go away.
Oh, something wrong with your back? Oh, I was going to ask you to go jogging today. Too bad. I guess you thought it'd be easy living with Dennis, huh? In the same neighborhood? Well, it isn't.
Grandpa goes inside.
George!
Martha!
That wasn't very nice.
Martha, I never win anything around here anymore. Let me enjoy just this once.
What has come over you lately, George?
The professor and his sidekick park up across the street.
Who's that?
Oh, a salesman. I'll get rid of him. Listen, big breakfast. Waffles, toast, coffee, pancakes, everything. The works. The works. That's what I want.
Food?
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute. I'll be back in a minute.
Mr. Wilson runs out into the street wearing a tracksuit.
Doctor! Doctor! Come on, so rude.
It works.
It does?
Of course it does.
Oh, yes, of course it does.
You should have seen the look on Johnson's face. I mean, I feel so young. And he looked like an old man.
Well, that's fine, George. Listen, we've made a startling new discovery, a breakthrough.
Oh, is that it? How does it work?
We'll show it to you. Where can we set it up?
My garage.
Mrs. Wilson looks bewildered as she observes through the kitchen window the professor guiding his sidekick and Mr. Wilson towards the garage. They are wheeling a large, tall item hidden underneath a sheet. As they approach, the garage doors open automatically.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
What is that? Can I help? Huh?
Get away! It's not for kids!
Can I watch, please? I won't touch anything. Promise.
No!
The garage door shuts. At a trash can, Dennis swings a rubbish bag over his head, but loses his grip.
Oh no, Grandpa's already in a bad mood. We better get this cleaned up.
The rubbish has spilt all over a car bonnet. In the garage, the professor reveals a contraption.
What is it? The culmination of all our research. The marriage of modern science and ancient folklore all working together. Look here.
He puts a potted plant on a chair.
Look at this old, dead, tired plant.
His sidekick lowers a metal hood onto it. The professor pulls down a handle on the control panel, which triggers lights to flash along Perspex tubes, which form a pyramid around the chair. A second handle causes metal rods to rotate like a ceiling fan at the top of the pyramid. Sparks fly from the contraption, making Mr. Wilson flinch. The machine stops, and the sidekick lifts up the hood to reveal that the plant has sprouted a flower.
Look! Pretty new flower!
Holy cow! Does it work on people?
Of course! Imagine it, George. You'll feel younger, you'll look younger, and not just you. Mrs. Wilson, too.
They grin.
George, your breakfast is getting cold.
I'll get my checkbook. I want it.
Mr. Wilson leaves excitedly. The sidekick is beaming.
Professor, that was awesome!
Just an old magician's trick. My years with the great Sandolini still come in handy.
He brings out the dried-out plant. Dennis tries to hose down the car.
Yeah, it's a nasty... It's not working.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
It's him!
Machine, keep him away! Go away, he's not here!
I just need to borrow his car washing machine. It's an emergency.
For Pete's sake, get the kill he wants.
Fine, take it, just leave.
Give me that.
He snatches the garage opener and shuts the door behind him.
That was close.
Outside, Dennis attaches a hose to the car washing machine with Ruff next to him.
Okay, now we need lots of soap.
Ruff follows Dennis into the green and white garage. Inside, Ruff sits at Dennis's feet as Dennis scans the shelves.
Look for a big bottle of pink stuff.
The shelves are cluttered with cans, a toolbox, popcorn tubs. His eyes settle on a nearly empty plastic container of concentrated soap.
There!
He takes the container.
That's not a lie.
He puts it to one side.
Aha!
He grabs another container of cotton candy mix.
I'll be right back, Martha.
Mr. Wilson walks across from his house to the garage.
How much is this going to cost me?
For you, George, nothing.
It's free?
It's free?
Try it. Use it for a couple of weeks. Then you pay us what you think it's worth. If it doesn't work for you and your wife, pay us nothing.
It's a deal.
This thing sure takes a lot of soap.
Dennis pours the pink liquid into the car washing machine. He presses a green button to start it. In the garage...
All we need from you is a small security deposit. You'll get your deposit back when we come collect this very expensive equipment.
Oh, that sounds fair. How much deposit do you want?
Well, 10% of its value, 15,000 should cover it.
That much?
What's it matter? We're not gonna cash the check, George. We're just gonna hold on to it.
Oh, will I get it back?
Of course! You have our machine. It's priceless.
Oh, right. I was being silly.
Mr. Wilson looks uneasy. Dennis is shampooing the car bonnet.
Ah! Ooh, cool!
Froth is forming.
Is this the weirdest soap? Smells sweet!
Ruff licks the pink suds enthusiastically.
Yeah, Ruff, don't eat the soap!
Dennis reaches for a wad of the pink substance, which looks like candy floss. He tastes it.
Cotton candy! Cool! Scars!
Dennis presses a red stop button. A gauge points to danger.
Yay! It's stuck!
The brush bursts off the end of the hose, spewing pink liquid into the air. It thrashes around wildly, Dennis unable to control it. The pink liquid is being sprayed everywhere. In the garage...
So long, George. Thanks for everything.
No. Thank you.
Outside is covered in pink goo. Mr. Wilson opens his garage door.
What the heck is going on out here?
The professor and his sidekick slip in the pink slime. Grandpa comes outside. Grandpa and Mr. Wilson react in unison. Dennis's jet hose smashes the youth machine.
Oh my God, my wonderful machine!
You destroyed my machine! I'm ruined! Give me money, now!
My insurance will pay for it. When the police come, we'll make out a report!
Cops! The cops! We gotta get out of here!
Doctor, wait!
The professor and his sidekick, covered in pink goo, stop in their tracks when they see the car washing machine is about to blow. The screen goes pink. Emergency vehicles arrive. The professor and his sidekick, covered in pink slime, get in their car and drive off. A fire truck pulls up onto the drive of the Mitchells' house. Two firemen peer through a curtain of pink candy floss to see Dennis standing in front of the garage, the whole area covered in what looks like pink snow.
Isn't this that Mitchell house?
That explains it. Cotton candy 911 call, huh?
The firemen bite into lumps of candy floss. Dennis's parents arrive.
What happened? Dennis, did you get...
What?
What did you get on? Are you...
Grandpa's car is covered in pink goo.
I was just washing Grandpa's car.
Look at my car! Dennis! Look what you did! How could you?
George, what in the world is that thing in the garage?
The youth machine. It's gone. I'll never be young again.
Golly, I'm real sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Sorry? You've ruined my life again!
George!
Dennis, go to your room. We'll talk about this later.
Dennis heads for the house.
But, Mom, I was just trying...
No buts.
For years, one catastrophe after another. I've never complained. They say he's only a boy. This child is no child. He's a living disaster. Martha, I know what we'll do. We're gonna get some matches. That's what I want you to do. Get some matches, and we're gonna burn the house down and collect the money from the insurance. No, wait a minute. Better yet, we'll get Dennis. We'll give him the matches. We'll tell him to be careful, and then step back. Ba-ba-boom.
Hey, wait. I have an idea. A way to make everybody happy.
Ah, this I gotta hear.
George wants to move away. Grandpa wants to be near Dennis, but it gets awfully tight with all of us under one roof. So, Grandpa buys George's house.
That's a great idea. It's just what everybody wants.
Wait a minute. You mean I'd be living here? Really, really living here full-time next door to Dennis for the rest of my life?
Him? Him living in my house?
Okay, then. It's a deal.
Grandpa and Mr. Wilson look at each other. Dennis observes from his room.
Wilson moving away?
A sold sign is on Mr. Wilson's front lawn. A mailman walks past wheeling his trolley. Dennis is with his father on their driveway.
Dennis, no, you can't go over to Mr. Wilson's. He's very busy and you're still grounded. Stay out of the way and don't step one foot over there till Mr. Wilson moves.
But suppose Mr. Wilson really needs me, really, really bad.
No.
But suppose he's in real danger and nobody else is around.
No.
But suppose he's gonna die and nobody else is around to help. I can save him.
No. No. Stay here. Don't leave the yard. That's an order. Do you hear me?
The mailman stops at the house. He is the professor in disguise. His sidekick is hiding in the trolley.
Do you know what this means?
He's got a plane in his own yard.
That miserable kid is out of commission.
Out of our head.
On ice.
In the penalty box.
History.
Benched.
Out of order.
Off duty.
Wilson, it's all ours.
Wilson, die.
No.
Hang on, but just one hand.
No.
Okay, one finger.
Okay. If Mr. Wilson is in real bad danger, and if nobody else is around, and if he hollers for help, and if he's hanging on by only one finger.
Mrs. Mitchell beckons from the house.
And if you, and only you, can save him, then you can go to Mr. Wilson's. But only then.
Okay, thanks, Dad.
Mr. Mitchell leaves. Dennis stands looking towards Mr. Wilson's house.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson are on their porch. Dennis walks up to their picket fence.
I'm grounded. My dad says I can't visit anymore. Ever.
Good.
I just want to apologize for blowing up your youth machine. I guess now you have to stay all old and wrinkled up, huh?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
You're welcome. I wish I could help you get younger like you want. You know, I'm still awful young.
Oh, really?
If I could, I'd take away 10 years of yours. Then I'd be old enough to drive.
God help us.
I'm gonna be awful, awful sorry to see you go. You're my bestest, best friend in the whole world.
Mrs. Mitchell is on her porch.
Dennis, you leave Mr. Wilson alone.
Well, I have to go now. Bye.
Dennis walks away glumly, his head bowed. Mr. and Mrs. Wilson watch him go. He breaks into a run towards his house. Mrs. Wilson is wrapping something in newspaper.
George, do you think we're doing the right thing? Moving from our home?
He stands up.
Selling?
I don't know, Martha. I love this house as much as you do. At least 10 times a day after Dennis does one of those disastrous things, I swore we would move away and never come back, far away. And here we are. We're doing it. We're actually moving. I just hope it works for everybody. Especially for Dennis. He needs his grandfather. And let's face it, his grandfather's a lot more fun to have around.
But George, he loves you too. He's gonna miss you.
He'll get over it. Grandfather is special. I'm just a next-door neighbor.
Mr. Wilson looks dejected and goes inside. Twilight at Dennis's house. Mr. Mitchell is tucking him into bed.
But if Grandpa likes going away, and Mr. Wilson likes staying home, how come Grandpa's staying home, and Mr. Wilson's going away?
Dennis, they're adults. They know what they're doing. Good night.
Mr. Mitchell turns the bedroom light off and goes.
Grown-ups are so weird.
Dennis kneels by the side of his bed, hands clasped in prayer.
Hi, it's me again. But I guess you already knew that. At least you listen to me. Well, that's your job. I think Mr. Wilson and Grandpa are about to make a big, big mistake. And I'm just a kid. Nobody pays any attention to me. I can't even visit Mr. Wilson's house anymore for crying out loud. So, if you'd like to give me some help here, I'd sure appreciate it. Thanks. Amen. The end.
Mr. Wilson is in his living room.
I'll get it.
The professor and his sidekick are on the doorstep in disguise, wearing hard hats.
Hello, city termite inspectors. City requires inspection of all residences prior to sale.
Not interested. Goodbye.
Hold it. You can't sell the house unless you've got a certificate of termite non-infestation. It's the law. It's for your protection.
Yeah, we're the government. We're here to help you.
How much is this help gonna cost me?
$200 up front.
I'll go get my checkbook.
The sidekick throws wood out from the basement.
I don't see no termites.
Invisible mites, the worst. You can't see them, you can't kill them.
You got yourself some big problems.
Electrical service isn't up to code. Plumbing and heating is major work. Foundation is shot. You're lucky the place hasn't burned down. Here's the list.
Well, it's a good thing we're selling this place to Johnson. Now it's his problem. Good day!
No! You can't sell this house until all these problems are corrected.
All of them?
That's right.
All of them? Johnson, it's his fault.
This house is unsafe. You are required by law to fix all these problems, or the city will declare this house condemned.
Condemned? George, do something.
Here's a list of the city-approved contractors. If you like, we can start making the calls for you.
We have no choice.
In a time-lapse sequence, each time Mr. Wilson opens his front door, the professor and his sidekick are dressed in another disguise, as city officials in protective suits and paint-splattered dungarees.
Hey, Mr. Wilson!
This is a poison! Stay away! Far away!
The sidekick in protective clothing squirts liquid at Dennis.
Hey, you're not supposed to be here! Scram!
Hey, go play somewhere else, kid!
All these workers, not one of them likes kids?
Going, gone.
Now it's time to hit up George for more money.
They don new disguises.
Your wiring is disastrous.
From behind a hole, the professor's bashed in a wall. His sidekick passes through a wire. The Wilsons look horrified. Mr. Wilson writes a check.
This roof is completely shot!
Mr. Wilson writes another check.
Your radio levels are way up the chart!
And another check.
This con is the high point of my career.
I'll be up in the attic, Martha.
Mr. Wilson climbs wearily up into his attic. He looks fondly at a framed photograph of Dennis and Ruff, with "Love, Dennis" written in crayon. In a memory sequence, Dennis rolls a bowling ball at soldier Skittles, but hits Mr. Wilson instead. On another occasion, Dennis is catapulting marbles at the Skittles, takes aim, and by mistake fires one at Mr. Wilson's forehead. Another time, Dennis, armed with a hockey stick, strikes Mr. Wilson in the mouth with a puck. Back in the present, Mr. Wilson is teary-eyed.
Today can't get any more rotten.
Dennis is in his cowboy outfit on the sidewalk.
Why, Dennis, fancy bumping into you here. I love ballet. It's helping me develop grace and poise for my career as a supermodel. Oh, look, it's tea time.
Gentlemen, we have a crisis. We gotta rescue Dennis. Now let's hear some ideas.
Kidnap Margaret's cat, offer a trade.
That cat's a man-eater.
So is Margaret.
Hey, Romney Gibbs got some measles, and we just get him to go play with the Margaret.
I got it. Okay, listen. Dennis thinks Margaret likes bugs, right? But she really hates them. So we'll come up with the biggest, meanest, nastiest monster bug anyone ever saw. Let's see how she likes that.
On a small area of grass in front of Dennis's house, Margaret, in a pink tutu, spreads a blanket on the ground. A picnic basket and doll's pram are beside her. She and Dennis sit on the blanket. Margaret reaches for a child's china tea set and lays it between her and Dennis. She pours cups of tea.
How's your tea, Dennis, dear?
He winces.
When I think of us married, sometimes you're a rich doctor, sometimes you're a rich lawyer. What do you think, sweetums?
I don't care.
Gunther is camouflaged as a bush. He looks through binoculars across the street at Margaret and Dennis.
Poor Dennis! She's torturing him!
It's worse than I thought. We have to move fast.
I'm gonna get a closer look.
Gunther stands up and moves to another area opposite Margaret and Dennis. Gina is up a tree and talks into a walkie-talkie to Joey.
Our little one HQ, how's it going over there?
Sir, it'll be another 2 hours.
We need our secret weapon right
now!
Can't do it, Captain. Not enough time.
You have to be ready. It's life or death. Over and out.
Joey looks alarmed.
Go, 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 go!
Gunther gets up. Gina jumps down from her tree. Joey runs around the side of a house. They meet up on a front lawn across the street from Margaret and Dennis. Gunther sheds his camouflage. They run over to the picnic area.
Hey, Margaret, you being a bug expert and all. Identify this bug.
Ruff is dressed as an insect. Margaret's cat leaps out of the doll's pram and runs off, with Ruff giving chase. The cat races into the Wilsons' house, still chased by Ruff. Dennis and his friends run after them. Ruff runs into the house. Gina, Joey, and Gunther follow. Dennis freezes in a slanting position at the gate to Mr. Wilson's property, stopping himself just in time. Margaret's cat races upstairs. Dennis stands up straight.
Dad! Mr. Wilson!
Gina, Joey, and Gunther race upstairs. The cat reaches the attic. Ruff races towards Mr. Wilson, who's sitting in front of a shuttered window. Mr. Wilson plunges backwards through the window. He manages to grab hold of the shutter door and hangs from it precariously.
Help!
Two screws break loose from a hinge on the shutter door. Mr. Wilson loses his grip and clings onto the roof guttering.
Oh, boy!
Dad said, Mr. Wilson is in real bad danger. Nobody else is around to help. And if he hollers for help.
Help!
And if he's only hanging on by one finger.
Whoa!
Shut! He's hanging on by all five fingers. Three, two, only one more! One! Yes! Mr. Wilson, I'm gonna save you!
Coming! Run!
The professor and his sidekick flee from another area of the roof. Dennis climbs scaffolding at the front of the house towards Mr. Wilson. Gina, Joey, and Gunther watch from the attic.
Mr. Wilson, what are you doing out there? Catch, Mr. Wilson!
Dennis lassoes Mr. Wilson's ankle, then drops rope to the ground.
Dennis! Let go of my foot! Dennis!
Now's our chance to get out of here!
Dennis yanks the rope, plunging Mr. Wilson headfirst towards a wheelbarrow of cement, but his fall is broken inches away from it.
Somebody get me down!
Mr. Wilson's fall sent Dennis shooting upwards, holding onto his end of the rope. The professor leaps onto the scaffolding, but lands flat on his back on a board covered with a sheet. Grandpa secures the rope, but it plunges Mr. Wilson towards the wheelbarrow again. The professor's sidekick leaps onto the rope, sending Mr. Wilson upwards, where he clonks his head on the scaffolding. The sidekick slides down a platform, landing feet first in cement. The professor crashes down through all the levels of the scaffolding, landing with a thud. Mr. Wilson reaches the top of the scaffolding and grabs a cement bag for support. The weight topples him over and he plunges into the wheelbarrow, landing on his back in the cement. The professor pulls out some checks.
Nobody beats the professor!
He runs off.
Professor, what about me?
Stop! You didn't finish the repairs yet!
Don't worry, Mr. Wilson. I'll stop him.
In slow motion, Dennis reaches for his catapult and a marble. Mrs. Wilson runs outside as the professor is making off with the checks. Mr. Wilson watches from the wheelbarrow as Dennis takes aim. The professor continues running. Dennis releases the catapult. In slow motion, his marble flies towards the professor, striking his backside and propelling him through the air. He lands on the bonnet of a police car.
Professor? Every year at the National Police Chief Seminar on Swindlers, you are the talk of the show! You're a legend!
Why, thank you.
The cop snatches the checks from the professor.
Dennis! Dennis, I was so worried. Are you all right, my sweet?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
Dennis, quick! Girls, Yucky or Cool?
Why, Yucky? Of course.
Yeah! I will not give up. One day I will be Mrs. Dennis Mitchell.
George, what have you done?
Rope around the foot. Flying face first. Cement bag. Dennis! 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 Dennis is a...
hero, George.
What? Mr. Wilson, you are a very lucky man. Dennis here has just captured the best con men in the business. Never lost a con until now.
Con men?
Now, Sylvester, were you the Indian doctor or the Chinese herbalist?
Well, the Indian, of course.
I love that. The youth route. What kind of an idiot is going to fall for that one?
You'd be surprised.
The sidekick glances over at Mr. Wilson.
Here are your checks, George.
The cop hands the checks to Mr. Wilson.
Let's book them, boys.
But...
uniformed cops lead the professor and Sylvester, the sidekick, away. Mr. Wilson looks glum.
Con men.
Mrs. Wilson stands next to him.
Well, George, it seems Dennis is a hero. What do you say to that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks.
You're welcome, Mr. Wilson.
You know, you're a good kid deep down inside. Very deep down. I take back all those things I said about you. Well, some of the things. Oh, well, most of the things.
And you're gonna miss him, too. Aren't you, George?
Yeah, I'll miss you.
Don't move. Neither of you guys want to trade places, do you?
They look at each other.
All I want is my motor home back. I promised Dennis I'd take him to the Grand Canyon. After that, I'm just not cut out to be around kids all the time. I don't know how you do it. You're one in a million, George Wilson.
Mr. Wilson averts Grandpa's gaze. Dennis's parents smile.
Mr. Wilson, my bestest friend in the whole world ever. I've known you every single day of my whole life, for crying out loud. I love Grandpa and all, but even if he was living here, I'd still miss you an awful, awful lot.
Mr. Wilson's lips tremble.
Please don't move. Please.
Mr. Wilson wells up. Dennis looks at him pleadingly. Mr. Wilson breaks into a smile.
Martha, we're not moving.
Yay!
In slow motion, Dennis puts his arms around Mr. Wilson and they hug. 6 months later...
Well, Dennis, what do you think of the Grand Canyon?
I can't believe how big it is. And it's great that we get to camp so close. Wow, this is so cool.
Very cool.
I bet Mr. Wilson wishes he was here. I know. I'll get some neat rocks for him.
That's a good idea. I'm gonna take a little nap.
Grandpa climbs into a large RV. Dennis picks up a rock and puts it in his wagon. He walks over to the RV and picks up another rock from behind the rear wheel. The RV starts to roll backwards.
No! Oh no! Not that rock!
Nice!
Oh,
the
weather outside is bright.
Christmas at the Wilsons.
George, don't you wish you'd gone with Dennis and his grandfather?
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you footage from a spectacular rescue at the Grand Canyon.
I was getting this rock from my best friend, Mr. Wilson.
Oh.
I hope he likes it. Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Dennis!
Grandpa is being airlifted. Mr. Wilson to camera.
He's a menace!
ITFC audio description.
You make me feel so young.
Moving snapshots of the film's characters appear on screen.
And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek. I wanna go and bounce the moon, just like a toy balloon. You and I, just like a couple of tots, we're running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful plane to be flown. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young.
It's the challenge which normally separates those who have it from those who don't. Yes, it's Big Band Week on The X Factor. Will your favourite act make it through or be drowned out by the orchestra? You can find out at 8 tonight. Next, every legend has to start somewhere. It's our movie Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
Picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even though